It's Roger and James here, Family This Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Star Wars Resistance. We saw the first trailer kind of get announced or get released last week. It's about 2 minutes long. We get to see Poe and BB-8 for a fraction of a second, but showing off mainly new characters of a kind of a Japanese anime style. Kind of actually reminded me of like a video game kind of style.
I would definitely categorize it as a video game cutscene style rather than as an anime. It reminded me a lot of Valkyria Chronicles, which was a game out on the PlayStation 3. The fourth one is coming out later this year on PS4, Switch, Xbox. I think a demo just came out.
Yeah.
But the way the mouths moved, or didn't move, depending on your point of view, really reminded me of that game. So, and a little bit of Ni No Kuni as well. But there's that style. And they, both of those games have like a very anime influence. So I guess maybe, you know, you can go both ways on that one.
It just looked like it definitely had like a Japanese influence or a lot of an Eastern style to it, especially compared to like Clone Wars and Rebels, which have a much more, well, it's an entirely different kind of style of doing it. For me, I watched it and I was like, okay, that's a new cartoon, and went about my day. It didn't float up that I wasn't interested in it. I'll be honest, I watched it and went, okay, that's fine. I'll catch up with it and see what it looks like. And moved on. And then I
read, like a rational person.
Yeah, and then I read online of everyone going bonkers over it. And I'm like, I'm suddenly going, it's a kids' TV show on a Disney Channel. It's not for me. Like, it was one of those really weird things. It's an animated TV show on a Disney Channel. That's who they're aimed at. They're aimed at, you know, 6 to 10 year old. You know, it's aimed at children. I mean, they're going to sell lots of merchandise connected to it. I'm sure we're going to see loads of this stuff. And I just looked at it and was like, yeah, it's a kids show. I didn't really have any. I wasn't really expecting, you know, the remaking of The Empire Strikes Back with like full on CGI. I don't know what people were expecting from it.
Well, I think that was the thing, is nobody knew what to expect from it because we knew almost nothing about Resistance. We knew it took place before The Force Awakens. We knew that Christy and Oscar had been called in to do lines for their characters. And in fact, the original solicitations or description of the show made it sound like it was actually going to be about Poe.
Yeah.
But this trailer makes it pretty clear that Poe is actually just a secondary character. He's actually kind of more of a commanding officer who's giving orders to his spy rather than a field commander, which is what we were, at least what I was expecting. So that's good, because I was always kind of wondering, well, we already have the Poe Dameron comic series, which covers this time frame. Are they just going to do a cartoon version of that? No, they're not. It's different characters. It's actually more like the Freemaker saga, or whatever that was called, Free Builder saga, the Lego TV series, than Rebels or Clone Wars. Yeah. And sure, it doesn't seem like it's got the humor angle that show did, but, you know, you're looking at the same style, you're looking at the same kind of idea, and there's nothing wrong with that.
So. No, it was a strange thing, and we've been, this whole backlash to, you know, to the Star Wars Last Jedi and all this kind of things of, you know, and what Solo and stuff. And it's just that kind of thing. For me, I feel like I went through this about 20 years ago when the Clone Wars TV series started. I remember they had the first one, they did like a movie and they put it on at cinemas. And I remember everyone being like, there's a Star Wars movie at the cinema, but it's a cartoon. And then it's going to be on the Cartoon Network kind of thing. And
yeah, well, in fairness, the movie was kind of bad.
Yeah, but it was that kind of thing of like, in some ways, I've already gone, and now we've seen, the thing is, if you could think, you know, I mean, I watched the first season of Clone Wars twice, and I sort of only watched it again last year, and it's just that thing of, it was a kids' TV show. It was only because the later episodes people got into it. Which I dropped off because it was a kids' TV show on a kids' channel and it wasn't what I was interested in. And it's that thing of, like, they're going to make these shows for kids. This is what... this is what the whole thing with the attack with the Phantom Menace, we dealt with all this back in the 90s, of that, you know, they were aiming it at a younger audience. It just feels like now that that younger audience have now got older and now are pissy that they're changing and doing something differently. And it's just very, very odd. I just don't quite get what the, you know, it's a kids' TV show. It's, that's what this is for. It was never meant as an adult full-on. And I think people have got their expectations up way too high on what they were expecting from a show that was going to be on the Disney Channel.
Yeah, and I think it's got to go both ways, though. You know, people certainly have to manage their expectations, and they have to look at the product that best fits what we know about it. Yeah, it's on a kids' TV show, or kids' TV television channel. It's by Disney. Even the original solicits kind of made it sound like, you know, it's aimed at a younger audience. But at the same time, Disney has to factor in that their audience is a combination of both kids and adults. You know, it's perfectly possible. Pixar has proved it over and over and over again that you can do something that's aimed at kids, which still has something for the adult audience. Now, I don't necessarily agree with a lot of the backlash that's gone up against this. I think a lot of people are making assumptions off of a minute and 40-second trailer or whatever it was that they really can't jump to. We know virtually nothing about this show, and the amount of hatred going towards it really isn't deserved. I imagine some of that is people also kind of transferring their controversy from The Last Jedi onto this as well, which, again, makes no sense because this is before The Last Jedi. But, yeah, it is a kid's show. It's intended for kids. But Disney does have to keep in mind that the majority of their audience is over 20.
I just feel like this is more about, this is about getting to kids. This is about going to that next, you know, when it's about getting the next generation of kids into Star Wars. Because, I mean, I was talking to my friend's kids the other day, they're 6 and 9, and they were saying about, you know, they had the Star Wars t-shirts on, and they're going, you know, well, you know, it's like, have you seen the Star Wars movies? No. Like, you know the characters, you've never sat and watched it. That this is what Resistance, they're who Resistance is aimed at.
Right.
That's who they're going for. 20-minute TV show that they can sit down and consume in one go. That's easy for them. That's what this, and I can't help but feel like it kind of got lost. That's who they, this is what it was aimed at. It's the same thing, you know, we're going to talk about Marvel Rising and, you know, different things. It's all that kind of same thing of, this is an animated TV series for children, or not for children. It's just, it's aimed at a younger audience, and it's perfectly fine. I mean, we've got the Big Hero 6 TV series that's been on lately. I haven't watched it. I enjoyed the movie, but it's not for me. You know, it's not like Marvel fans are going, well, I want a Marvel TV series. I want something. It's no. And, you know, we get Sinister 6, or we get the Spider-Man cartoons, and the, it just feels like Star Wars is that weird thing of, not everything is for everyone. Heck, I grew up with the Ewoks movies. Maybe I just changed my perception of what Star Wars disappointed me from about 6 on when I watched the Ewoks movies.
We don't talk about the Ewoks movies. This is a kid show, and it's going to be the kids are the main audience. I have watched the Big Hero 6 TV show. I've watched the Tangled TV show. I've watched the DuckTales TV show.
Yeah.
I like all three of them.
Yeah.
So sue me. But keep in mind, of course, even though these shows are designed for kids, parents, good parents, are going to be the gatekeepers of what kids watch. And that doesn't always include making sure that they watch shows that are appropriate for their age. It also means that if your parent, again, a good parent, is watching the show with these kids, they're going to want to be able to connect to the show as well. Yeah. So, you know, you definitely hear from parents, you know, they've got their 5s and 6-year-olds, and they're just like, they've got Barney on repeat for 4 hours. You can just see the parents pulling their hair out. So,
my little nephew is my parent. My brother's now like stopped Paw Patrol because they can't stand it anymore.
Right.
It's just that thing of, but there, it's that kind of difference. It was this kind of thing of, I just feel like with Resistance that it's that kind of thing of like, I think maybe like with the Return of the Clone Wars team, the thing is, the Clone Wars return, that's aimed at adults. That's more of a, that's where they're doing the fan service. That's the TV show you should, if they are aiming at a slightly higher audience than Resistance. And I think, you know, again, different audiences, different things.
Right. There's definitely going to be different audiences, but again, Disney has to factor in that there are fans who are going to watch everything Star Wars, whether it's intended for them or not. And they've kind of got to keep them at least a little happy. Mm. You know, that doesn't mean turn Resistance into a grim and gritty war show with Poe Dameron on the front line and TIE pilots and people dying all over the place. No, don't do that. But, you know, the best kids shows, Avatar The Last Airbender, some of the old school X-Men cartoons, etc., they have that aspect that's both kid and adult. And there's nothing wrong with going pure kid.
No.
Which is what it looks like Resistance is. I am definitely on the side of, I'm going to watch it. I realize it's not for me, so I'm just going to kind of take it with a grain of salt. But it would certainly be nice if they at least kind of threw us a bone every once in a while. And again, it's a 1 minute 40 second trailer.
Yeah.
We have no idea. That is less than a tenth of a single episode worth of information about this show. Yeah. So
the one thing I did say is I actually think the artistic style is in one way I thought it was very, I think it was good that they moved away from like the Rebels Clone Wars style, because if they are trying to aim at slightly different and a different audience, not having the same artistic style might help it, because then it's just instantly distinguishable. You can instantly go, oh, this is separate, this is a different thing altogether.
I agree with that, in that having a distinct different style from Rebels and Clone Wars is a good thing, and the original Clone Wars as well, the hand-drawn one. But what they picked, and this is my main complaint with the show so far, is it's very bland.
Yeah.
Extremely bland. Almost no texturing. The texture work you do have is very simple. There's a high amount of brightness to the scene, so everything's got like a little glowy shine to it. And it, you can definitely tell they didn't put the money into the artwork.
No.
Now, you know, if there's a trade-off with that, if it means that we get a lot of very cool space battles, because obviously, you know, they're clearly setting up that there's supposed to be a lot of starship stuff going on with this, then I'm okay with that. If they use that extra processing power to, instead of making a few very detailed ships like they did with Rebels and have lots of more bland ships, all right, I'm willing to accept that. Yeah. We'll see what the plan is.
But on that note, guys, we'd love to know what you guys think. Get in touch with us in the comments below or on social media. Let us know what you guys think of Star Wars Resistance so far. Obviously, I think we will relook at this when the shows actually come out. And on that note, go check us out over at DizKingdom.com. Like, follow, subscribe, etc. James, where can they find you?
Find me, HeroicLegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.